Okay, so the Nakuda is like this. We had last week, we spoke last week in the Shia, we spoke about the Sich of Chai, the Yeren Chai Sora. And there was a certain point which I missed out over then. The Sich of Chai Sora and Yeren speaks very clearly about Mashiach. And what I did was, when we went through the Sichas, I sort of had a smart aleck, circumvented the Inyan of Mashiach. And after the Shia, I felt so bad about it. So we're going to come back to that, okay? So let's go. So let's go to the Nekud of the Sikh of Ayera. The Sikh of Ayera, we discussed it, the Rebbe says, as the same words which are commonly repeated about Mashiach, that the Sikh of Ayera said that today there is a scholar of Mitzias, of Mashiach. So actually the whole preface to this in the Sikh is about the Nekud. So today, the Rebbe explains, not today, the Rebbe explains that every Yid has the Yid Allah Hashem, the Gilui Lekus, from all the way through, all the way back from Avraham Avinu. Every Yid has a Yid Allah Lekus, but he doesn't realize it bepoel. Today the Rebbe says, we can realize it bepoel. What we can realize bepoel, because we have it begoli. The only thing is, we have to be Mekabel, right? So what we actually explained over there, that all along, when the Rebbe says today we can see it, begoli, we just have to be makabel. The only thing we're missing is to be makabel. What are the, why did, how did the word makabel come over here? In other words, the whole sikha speaks about gilui lekus. Nowhere in the sikha that he mentioned about this inyan of makabel. It's not discussed over there. And towards the end of the sikha, the Rebbe says we have it already, begoli, and now you have to be makabel. And he doesn't really explain what the kabel means. The next sikha, Chai Sora, goes to speak about the kabel named Mashiach, but he brings in, introduces a new concept of the kabel towards the end of the sikha without explaining what it is. So basically, what we discussed then last week, the Rebbe is talking about the ilkus, begoli, b'mtzis, and gashmi. When you're talking about ilkus, begoli, b'mtzis, and gashmi, the only way to overcome the obstacle to identify with this ilkus, which is hip, b'mtzis, and gashmi, there's only one way of doing it. The Rebbe is telling you, there's a lekus b'mtzias and gashmi begoli. This is the Rebbe's words. In other words, he tells us it always was gilui lekus, but it wasn't begoli. Whatever that means. Yeah, let's not go into it. Today it's begoli. If he's telling us that the lekus is begoli, begashmi is the only way to overcome our obstacle and to come to actually see it is only by one thing. If it's here, begashmi is to be makabel the fact that it's here. If something is here, and I don't see it, the only way to overcome my blockage by being affected, by accepting the fact that it is possible to see. So that's why the Rebbe says Makabel. This is what the Rebbe says in the Sikha of Ayera. And then in the Sikha of Chayesore, the Rebbe discusses the Inyan of a Shliach. And we explained it last week. The idea of Shlichus is, the Rebbe in that Sikha is explaining that. One second. This is what we discussed in the Sikha of Ayera. So let's not discuss the difference from yesterday to today. We want to understand one point. Here in this Sikha, the Rebbe is saying that there is a Lekus Begoli. The only thing is, you have to be Makabel. So why did the Rebbe bring this in the whole Sikha that the Rebbe doesn't discuss Makabel at all? Towards the end, the Rebbe just adds one word, you have to be Makabel, which that is basically the punchline of the Sikha. Makabel, the Rebbe speaks about Hachroza. Okay? So how does the word lekabel come in over here? Because the Rebbe is talking about the lekus is begoli. That means lekus is hibim tzisa gashmi begoli. When something is, we're talking about now, let's forget about the past. Here the Rebbe is telling us, now here today it's begoli. So if it's to begoli and I cannot see, the only way I can overcome this blockage and come to see it as being mekabel the fact what the Rebbe is saying, recognizing that what the Rebbe is saying is true. And by me being mekabel, I will come to see it. I will try to explain later, okay? In other words, when you talk about something physical and I say it's not here, and someone who knows better telling me it is here, what I have to do, the only way, if it's something in Ruchnias and someone explains me and I don't see it, I can sort of try to, I can deep meditate in deep thought to try and understand what he's saying, if it's in your Ruchni. If the Rebbe is talking about something here in Olam Hazeh Gashmi, there's no, the only way for me to overcome my blockage and to be able to see it is by accepting what I'm being told, because there's no logical process which is going to make me see it other by identifying with the fact that he's right, and that's the only way you can understand. When it's ruchni, There's a logical process to come to realize it. When it's Mtsiyas Gashmi, you have to be mekabel the fact that this is it. How can that be? This we'll try to get to it later. How can it be? The guy by being mekabel, we will see Elokos.
Huh? I don't mind. The question
is
how?
This is what we're going to discuss later on. We're getting to that later, okay? Because we're getting to that later. We're going to try to actually break it down into pieces. Take it apart. Now, that is one thing. The Sikh of Ayere. The Sikh of Yishlach Rebbe says that a shliach, as he works in his own independent mind, using his mind as a shatchan. What are the shatchan? Shatchan, who someone initiates his own ideas, how to bring the match together. He's not following orders, right? A shliach normally follows orders. A shatchan is using his own initiative. Here the Rebbe in this Sikh is telling us, you should know that Eliezer was a shliach, even though Eliezer initiated all the ideas of all the condition he made, that he's a girl who comes out, etc., etc. This all was his own initiative. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says he was not a shatchan, even though he seems to be a shatchan. He was a shliach. That means when he say he was a shliach, that means that anything he initiated was if Avraham was speaking in him, was actually coming from Avraham. So what did this tell us? When a shliach today goes out there and he's acting on his own initiative, l'cheira, at this moment when he's acting on his own initiative, he's a shatchan. The result of his all the initiatives that he will do, he'll build a base Chabad, and etc. He'll get into the Torah mitzvahs. That will be, let's say, that is where the shliach connects to the Rebbe. But when the shliach is in his day-to-day work and he's sitting in his office and he's initiating plans and doing devising things and all different things, l'cheira, he's acting then on his own initiative. He cannot say at that moment you cannot say that is the pull of the Rebbe in him. He's doing it based on his logic. So here the Rebbe is telling us, no, the shatchan, this person, creative person, using his initiative, is actually the shliach. Everything he's initiating is actually the Rebbe. It's as if the Rebbe told him to do this. What he's doing, what he does according to his initiative, is as if he has received orders from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is like speaking, working through him all along, even when he is working on with his own independent mind. This is the Nekud of Chai Sora. So now, and there, what the maskon of the sikha there is, that the same thing is with the metzias of Mashiach, l'cheira, the gil of Mashiach, the way we always understand it, the Mashiach is going to be megale himself, based on what the Rebbe explains in this sikha, that the shliach, when he works his own independent mind, it is the Rebbe working through him. The same thing, the gil of Mashiach is, when he reveals himself, but when we, with our initiative, find the ways how to educate ourselves about Mashiach, educate other people about Mashiach, we're acting on our own independent mind and logic, how to introduce the idea of Mashiach to people, to ourselves and to other people. That is the gil of Mashiach. Okay, this is basically the same. Did they work along? Okay, fine. Now, the nekuda which we missed out in last week is very clear. This is very important because the way that the sikha works is very clearly than the sikha. In the sikha leading up to these sikhas, the sikhas following these sikhas. That here the Rebbe is talking, when he talks about Mashiach, he's not talking about the general idea of Mashiach. He's not talking about Gula. He's talking about Mefedesh, the Metzias of Mashiach, to recognize the Metzias of Mashiach. So this is these three sikhas, let's say, Bayera, Chayasara, and Toldos. After Toldos, the Rebbe already moves on from Mashiach, he moves on to Gula. Right? That's Vayetze. Then Vayishlach, he goes completely over to Gula till Shabbos Pasha's boy. But in these three Sikhas, the Rebbe, this is the beginning, the first, when the Rebbe is actually talking about the scholars of the Gula in Zman Hazeh, in Zman HaGolos, he's actually talking about knowing, this is the whole theme of the Sikha, to know about the Metzius of Mashiach. And this is, okay, so now just this point, I didn't bring out, about the whole point, the whole focus of the sikha is actually to identify with Metzias Mashiach, and we want to discuss it today. Now, what is so important about knowing who Mashiach is? Yes, we're going to do it from number one, from the Rambam, which is very poshet. Later on, we're going to go into the Inyan of Apir Sidus, and when you talk about the Inyan of Gil of Mashiach, Apir Sidus means that we come, we said this word, Lekabel, how do I come to identify with the Lekus? So the way we come, the way Apir says, the way we come to identify with the Lekus is through seeing it in the Rebbe. And this is what we're going to discuss later. But let's start up number one with the Rambam. So first of all, the first thing, according to the Rambam, everything about Mimosi Mashiach is attributed to Melech HaMashiach. this it's called Hilchus Melech HaMashiach, Yemeis HaMashiach, HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamed, Yamit Melech. It's everything in the halachas of these two prokhmah. But Rambam is all Misyachas to Melech HaMashiach. And therefore the Rambam also says, when the Rambam talks about having a munna in the Gula, in Yemeis HaMashiach, he does not say you have to have a munna in Yemeis HaMashiach. He does not say that. He does not say you have to be mamin in the Gula. He says you have to be mamin in Melech HaMashiach. The whole munna is all about the Melech. That is, the munna Mashiach is all about the Melech. And actually, in Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, it's there even clearer. And the same thing with the Rebbe, when the Sikh, there's the famous Sikh in Likutei Sichos, it's a famous Ha'ore in Likutei Sichos, Chelek Hei, where the Rebbe talks about the simonim of the Rambam, the revelation of Mashiach, the Gilu of Mashiach, has to be according to the simonim of the Rambam. So the Rebbe says very clearly, the Nekuda of the Rebbe's Vort, that why Mashiach has to be only according to this Seder, is the Nekuda of the Rebbe's Vort is because you have to have Melech Mashiach. That is what starts the Gilu of Yemeis Mashiach through Melech Mashiach. And this is, okay, this is explained in the Rebbe. Now, why is it so important that everything, now we're speaking according to the Rambam, why is it so important that everything should be, why is everything attributed to Melech HaMashiach? Why is it so important that we should, that it has to come from him? Because the time of Pashat, the Pashat Al-Pi Rambam is that in order for Yidin to be able to keep Teira Mitzvahs properly, the only person will ever be able to rally Bnei Yisrael and actually influence them and force them to observe Torah mitzvahs properly, the one who has this power to do it is Melech HaMashiach. The same one, the only person who will ever have the power to overcome the Ummah Seolam is also Melech HaMashiach. And let's just break it down slightly more. In the Rambam in the Ikrim of the Rambam, it works like this. There's two personalities in the Ikrim of the Rambam. One is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah, and the other one is Melech HaMashiach, because he's going to carry out the vision of the Torah in Metzias Olam. So that is why everything here is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu is a Yisod in Amunah, the same thing, Mashiach is a Yisod in Amunah. The whole Metzias of your Yemeis HaMashiach is going to be realized. Through our recognition in Melech HaMashiach, because Melech HaMashiach has this ability to, I'm going to cut this short because I see I will cut it a bit short. We'll go over to the next part of Gilui Elokus. But the Nekuda goes like this, that because I lost my train of thought, that, the Nekuda goes like this. You can have Yidden have tzaddikim through all the deiros, right? You can be amazing. You can be very big. You can be big tzaddikim, amazing things. Not only that, you have something Yidden can do tshuva. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the Yidden are going to do tshuva, Mashiach is going to come. Tshuva, as the Rambam says, is even above a mile of a tzaddik. While tshuva is higher than a tzaddik. So all these qualities, every Yid can have the ability to reach. You can come a tzaddik, let's say. You can be about tshuva. That is, every person Yid has the power to keep Torah mitzvahs, kedaboyi, in his own personal life, to overcome the obstacles around him. That means to impact all Yidden around you, that they should observe Torah mitzvahs, or to impact the goyim, that they should not interfere with the observance of Torah mitzvahs. This is alpi amunah b'alpi havtochas haTorah, alpi amunah in the Torah. There's only one person who had this capability to do it, and that was David HaMelech. David HaMelech's unique quality was the fact that he managed to overcome all interference to Torah mitzvahs. In other words, the dedication of a normal person to Torah mitzvahs is to the extent that he can influence himself to keep Torah mitzvahs properly. But his dedication, his commitment should be so strong that when he will see the most fierce obstacles in this world, different things going on in the world, he should not see it as an obstacle. He should see it as a medium, how to carry out the message of the Torah. That is a unique ability. He stands above everything else. That was the ability of David HaMelech. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu brought, Moshe Rabbeinu had the unique ability. He brought the Torah down from Shemayim. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's unique ability. The unique ability of David HaMelech is that he will take the Torah and bring it into this Mitzvah, into this world with all the obstacles. He will not see the obstacles as obstacles, as interferences. He will be able to affect the obstacles and transform them. They should not be there. She shouldn't interfere with the Torah. That was the koyach of David HaMelech. The shleimus of the promise David HaMelech that because David HaMelech was the first person who actually implemented the fulfillment of the Torah mitzvahs in his time. Therefore, the one who will be able to implement the Torah mitzvahs, but b'shleimus, will be descended to Melech HaMashiach. And that's a unique koyach of Melech HaMashiach. He will be able to affect the world, affect Yidden, and affect the world to go along with Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, the whole mitzvahs of Melech HaMashiach, according to the Rambam, is based on the mitzvahs of a Melech. It's all based on mitzvahs of a Melech, because the only way we can ever reach to this state, that this glorious state of when we're able to do Torah mitzvahs shleimus, we will all be involved in the process. The only person who will be able to actually give us the ability to be able to do it is going to be Melech HaMashiach. And therefore, it's all attributed to him, just like the whole Torah is attributed to, it's called Torah Meshiach. Even, in other words, we heard a set of dibros, or two dibros from the Eibishter, the rest we heard from Moshe. It's all attributed to Moshe, even though it's the Eibishter's Torah. The same thing, the whole Mitzvah of Melech HaMashiach is attributed to this Melech HaMashiach, because he's only the only person who's going to have the ability to bring us to such a state that we should be able to keep the Torah Mitzvahs properly. And that is why the Munna and all the lockers is just about Melech HaMashiach. It's him, it's him. And that's why without this thought, this is the whole thing of the Rebbe. When the Rebbe speaks about the state of the Simonim of the Rambam, you cannot have any sort, any shaykhs, anything of gula without having the mitzvahs of Melech HaMashiach first. Because it's all coming from him. Okay, this is the posht. Just by the way, the Rambam, everything goes up Piseta and Hagas HaTeva. In order to implement anything in the world up Piteva, you need someone to do it. So therefore, this would fit into the Rambam's description that the only person who will be able to do it is going to have this koyach from the Eibishter, and then up Piteva to do it is going to be Melech HaMashiach. Okay. This is the way it works. This is the Inyan and the Rambam. Now, therefore, obviously, in order to have the realization of your Mason Mashiach, you have to identify who is Mashiach is and who I'm going to follow and who I'm going to learn, who's going to be my role model, etc., etc. Because his Avodah is something which we ourselves could never reach. He's going to introduce to us a new Avodah of Shleimus Kima Torah Mitzvos, which we ourselves don't have in ourselves the ability to do it. And therefore, the only way we can reach this stage of Mitzvah Mashiach is by identifying with this Melech who's going to give us some directions and guide us how to reach this stage. Okay, that is the end of the Mitzvah of Melech Mashiach according to the Rambam. Now let's go over to Teres, how it is in Teres of Chassidus. Why? Because we're talking here about the Yireh Lo Hashem, the end of Gilui Lakus, which that is going to be in your Mitzvah Mashiach. And here we want to discuss how does the Mitzvah of Melech Mashiach, we're talking about Gilui Lakus, how does the Mitzvah of Melech Mashiach come instrumental in this thing of seeing Elokus? Now obviously it's a positive thing, but we're going to try to bring it out as much as possible over here. So number one, we have this Sikha quote here from Parshas Shaftim, which is a very powerful quote, when the Rebbe says, the Mitzvah of Yechidah Shel Olam, referring to the Eibishter, the Mitzvah of Yechidah Shel Olam, talking about Nesman HaGula, the Mitzvah of Yechidah Shel Olam will be begolded in the whole world as he reveals himself in the Nasi Adair. So what is the Rebbe telling us here? The Yemei Mashiach, we're going to see Gilui Lakus in the whole world, like we always learn of Chassidus, right? How are we going to come to see this Gilui Lakus? Is by seeing it in the Nasi Adair. And the Shaili is, how did this work that we're going to be seeing the Lakus in the whole world, everywhere, in Eidom of Adair? We're going to see it all through Nasi Adair. How did this actually work? So we're going to try to take it apart. Now, the Nakudi is like this. And we're talking about seeing a Lakus. Now we know from Chassidus Bechlal tells us that, you know, Chassidus explains us about the Lakus. What does Chassidus tell us? That we, by learning Chassidus, we can come to identify with the Metzias of a Lakus. There is such this Madrega, this, the Metzias we can come to realize from learning Chassidus. The Mahus of a Lakus, right? That is going to happen in Yemos HaMashiach, right? So with the Metzias we can come and we can reach alone from learning Chassidus. The Mahus is something we can identify from learning Chassidus. The Mahus will be revealed to us by Yemos HaMashiach. We're going to do the same thing now with this in the Kudu, the Rebbe tells us. But it's going to change it slightly. Why? Because the Rebbe tells us there is Gilui Lakus, right? The only thing is missing in the Kabbalah, okay? So, what we're going to do is now, I'm going to explain, the Metzius Hadova, how there is Gilei Lekosin Oilem Hazeh Hagashmi. Okay? This is going to try to explain. For you to see it, you're going to have to be Mekabel, let's say, but let me say better. For me to see it, I'm going to have to be Mekabel. We're going to explain, based on what the Rebbe explains about Gilei Lekos, we're going to explain how we can come to see a Lekos in Metzius Oilem Hazeh Hagashmi. Will I see a Lekos? The Rebbe says it has a condition. You be Mekabel, you will see it. So this is the explanation, the way I understand from the Rebbe's Sikhas and so on. To actually see it, you have to be Mekabel, okay? But okay, so this is what we're going to try to do over here now. And the best way to explain it, I think, is by using the example of 770 going to Eretz Yisrael. 770, the Sheikh is in the scholar, and 770 moves over to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Now, how the Rebbe describes the Gula is, the Rebbe describes it 770 with all the bottom Knesses and all the bottom Midrashes. Yeah, together, by the way, this is several times in the Sikhs of Tovshin and Aleph, Tovshin and Beis, that all the Mesim, of all the Deiris, this is how the Rebbe lays out the scholars of Mashiach, that the way we usually understand the scholars of Mashiach, the way we usually picture it, that we are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and later on, there'll be Tchis and Mesim on different stages. So the Rebbe, in several places, in the Sikhs of Nun Aleph and Nun Beis, says very, very, very clearly, that all the Tchias Amazim is going to be up front, right from the very beginning of all the Yidden of all the Deiris. So what we're talking about here, we're talking about Tchias Amazim of all the Yidden of all the Deiris, all about the Knesses and all about the Madrashas. Then you have the Sikhs of Mem Zayin, where the Rebbe says, the about the Knesses and about the Madrashas, which have been destroyed also, all of them, in one split second, are going to be there, and that's just all terrifying, right? So this is how the Rebbe describes the scholars of Agula. So now we're going to try to explain, based on this description of the Rebbe, how we can actually come to see Elokus Begolei. We will focus mainly on the Inyan of 770 because it's just easier to focus on one thing, and we're trying to explain it. Now the Nukudi is this Hiskalos of Melo, this Hiskalos of the Gula of the Leah of 770 going to Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim in one split second, terrifying. Obviously. Comes is a result of our Veda in Zman HaGolus, right? And what did the Rebbe tell us about the 770 when it's going to go to Yerushalayim? That 770, the Rebbe says, is going to be the Mokam HaMikdash Gufa. All the Batak Nesis are going to go to Yerushalayim, and 770 is going to be the Mokam HaMikdash Gufa. Now, based on this, that this is all a result of our Veda of Zman HaGolus, let us understand why is 770 the mock going to be the mock Amikdash Gufa? So it's quite obvious. Because in Zman HaGolos, where did the light? The light which will eventually bring the Gula, which will affect the whole world to bring the Gula, where is it coming from? It's coming from 770. Yeah? And what is the function of Beis Amikdash in the Beis Mashiach? Is that from the Beis Amikdash will go light, will spread out the light, will spread forth over the whole world, right? So what is fulfilling the function of the Beis Hamikdash in Zman HaGolos is 770. So therefore, we understand the Shaychus, why 770 is going to go up to Mokam HaMikdash Yerushalayim. Why only 770? Because 770 is Zman HaGolos, ideally speaking, in Inyan, 770 has the same purpose as Beis Hamikdash, because 770 is in Zman HaGolos. Okay, fine, very good. Now, Now, based on this, we can understand what is going to be happening in Yemoitz Mashiach, in the Scholars of Yemoitz Mashiach. Why? Because what we basically just now said is that 770 has the same function and purpose as Beis Hamikdash. Just what? 770 is in Zman HaGolos. So now, 770, we see now, currently, we're still in Golos. We see 770 is serving the same function as Beis Hamikdash. We see it in Toich Ne'inyan, we don't see, in other words, we don't see the Gash Mystica connection between 770 and Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because 770 is over here in New York. Beis Hamikdash is a flight of 10 hours away, right? It's a big distance. So the Gash Mystica connection of 770 and Beis Hamikdash is very far, right? But in Toich Ne'inyan, we can now appreciate how 770 carries the capacity of the Beis Hamikdash in Zman HaGolos. What is the Inyan of Gula? The Inyan of the Gula is the Nigla Kveda Shem Barokal Bosom, right? What does that mean? That everything that we know in Teichen Inyan, every union of Kedusha, everything we learn in Chassidus, all these matregas, is all going to be realized by Gashmis. We're going to see Elokus by Gashmis. So the Derech Lameila, in the same way, now we see how seven carries the Teuchne Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash. So now we only see it in Teuchne Inyan. In this what we see now in Teuchne Inyan, when Elokus will be realized with Gashmis, this Teuchne Inyan will be realized with Gashmis also. So therefore, 770 will be that. Therefore, now 770, the Shaykh of 770 Beis HaMikdash is only in Teuchne Inyan. This Teuchne Inyan is going to be realized with Gashmis. When this Teuchne Inyan will be realized with Gashmis, what is going to be the distance from 770 to Beis HaMikdash to Yerushalayim? Will be no distance at all, because in Teuchne Inyan there's no difference. So therefore, automatically, there won't be, in Gashmis, there will be no difference, because the Teuchne Inyan is going to be realized with Gashmis. This is just hasbara, how to explain this. What the Rebbe is telling us about 770 going to Yerushalayim is not, is part following the mahalak of what we learned, we learned the Chassidus all along, but we learned the Torah all along, but the Teuchne Inyan of Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Me'ach, and then especially the Teuchne Inyan of 770. So therefore, it falls in line. This is all going to be realized with Gashmis. Okay, so 770 is going to be Mamish Mokam Mikdash Gufa. Okay, very good. This is hasbara in Teuchne Inyan. But now let's look from the other perspective. Begashmis Hamtzias to say that 770 is going to go in 1 second to Yerushalayim. Yeah? Remember, we're not talking about even though we have the Rebbe always repeats Shemayim Kadoshim Ba'aretz Kadoshim. We're okay with all, it's all true. The Rebbe is talking about this Mitzias of Olam Hazeh, we know it. And the Rebbe is always telling us the Gula is not a breakaway from Golas. It's a development, a progression from Golas. It's just bringing in the Aleph into Goyla. So when we say 770 is going to move over to Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, it's quite obvious that with the current state of the world is not going to be lost, which we'll get more into this later. So now what they're telling us, this world is all of a sudden 770 once per second is going to go over to Yerushalayim, all the Batikin Assis, and etc., etc. So from the gas, so even though Mitzat Teuchne Inyan, we understand the Inyan, it makes sense, because 770 Teuchne Inyan, the same thing as Mitzamikdash, and now it's going to be realized by Gashmis, so that's why it's going to be there. But the Mitzis Ben Pearl, for 770, this world to remain intact, as we know it, Olam Hazeh, Dira B'Tachteinim, is this world, not another world. This Olam Hazeh to remain intact, with 770 being in Malkam and Mikdash, and all the Batak Nasir being in Malkam and Mikdash, and all the rest of it, and we moving there in 1 second, is a gather which makes no sense at all. Chibur HaHopkin. It's a breaking all the boundaries of Mitzias HaGashmi, and it's a Chibur HaHopkin. And this all is going to happen in this world, and this world is remaining intact. Here, in this Nukuda of Chibur HaHopkin, this is where we are going to see Elokus B'Gash B'Diyek Chushis. Now, in this Chibur HaHopkin, now, just to explain this, you know, seeing Elokus in this Chibur HaHopkin B'Gashmias, to explain it, so there are actually many stages to this. We're going to explain the first Nukuda, but remember, we won't be able to get to the other Nukudas till next week, but let's do the first Nukuda about seeing Elokus in the Metzias of Chibur HaHopkin. So now, listen, let's break it apart. We cannot see Elokus, why? Elokus is built in, like the Rambam, let's go post it from the Rambam. Elokus is built in Metzias Nimtza, so we cannot see Elokus, right? That's posh it, right? Built in Metzias Nimtza. Comes Chassidus and tells us, you know, the Chassidus, the Elokus is not only built in Metzias Nimtza, the Rambam tells us. See, this is like the phrase we always quote. It's removed from anything that we could identify. Even from that, any negative concept, it's also removed. Even in a negative way, we also cannot relate to Elokus. Shlilas achiyav, shlilas ashlila. That was, so Chassidus has raised the bar all the way up, that Elokus is not only built in Metzias Nimtza, it's shlilas achiyav, shlilas ashlila. Comes the Rebbe and tells us, if Elokus is, that this thing that we say, Elokus is Shlilus Achiv and Shlilus Ashlila, does not mean we're defining Elokus as being some way Shlila. Remember, when you say Al-Qusis, Shlilis Achim, Shlilis Shlila, you're basically saying he's not this, he's not that, he's not anything we can identify with. So what are we remained with after we say this? Look, we don't know what it is. So the Rebbe comes and tells us, you should know when you say that Al-Qusis, Shlilis Achim, Shlilis Shlila, it means not only that he's Shlila, but he's Chiyav also. This is explained in many places, but you have it in the Sichot of Tov Shin Nun. The Rebbe explains it here in Shabbos Nitzot B'Megelech, Shabbos Pasuk Bereishis. But then you have the Tzim of the Rambam. Oh no, one second. Before we get to the Tzim of the Rambam, he said, Rebbe, what the Rebbe telling us? When you say Shlilis Shlila, it means you're not limiting him to the Eibush to be Shlila. No, he's Bechiyav also. This is what the Rebbe adds. Now, let's take apart these words of the Rebbe when he says Shlilis Hashlila. It's not only Shlila, but it means it's Bechiv also. What does it mean? It means like this. The Eibishter is Shlilas HaShlila. But what? It's Shlilas HaChiv, Shlilas HaShlila. I can identify with this Shlilas HaShlila in a Oif Mechayuv. That means, what am I going to see? I'm going to see Bechiv, just like I see this table. I'm going to see clearly. What am I going to see? Something which is Shlilas HaShlila, which has no way to describe it. The identity of the Eibishter as being Shlila is not going to go away. It's just, I'm going to identify with the fact that he is Shlila. So this is more or less conveyed in the heart of the other Rambam, Tov Shin Nun, where the Rebbe explains that the union of head, the idea of the Eibishter, how he's above Metzias, I'm going to come to recognize in my Metzias. So now, let's go back to what we said, Chibur HaHapchim. When you have 770, and all of us going over in one split second. Now let's get to the script. What's happening here? We're living in the same world. 770 moves over to Beis HaMikdash. From now on, from that point in onwards, it comes a perfectly normal state of the world. That what? 770. Just like this is now the normal state of the world. At that point, it's going to come the normal state of the world. 770 and Mokka Mikdash is the same thing. All but the Knesses are there in Yerushalayim. And all the tchias and meisim, it's all going to come the normal mahalach of the world. This nekuda that it should be chibra, it's a nekuda of chibra hapkim. What do I see here? I see something which is beyond anything I can understand. Shlila sashlila. How do I see it? I see it b'mukhish mimtzis, it's part of my life. Just like now, this table here is chiv. I'm very consciously aware this table is here. I have no issue with it. At that point, then, I'm clearly going to see this Chibur HaHapkim, that 770 moved to the Shlaim, I'm going to see Chibur HaHapkim, I'm going to see clearly there is Koyach HaAtmus, who is Machabur HaHapkim. What I'm going to see here, I'm going to see something which I cannot understand, I'm going to clearly see, I'm going to clearly appreciate, clearly understand, whatever you want to say, Chiv, 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 what is this Chiv going to be? Something which is Shlila, Shlila. So that...
That will means Paridam Mashiach.
So what this when the moment the Chibur HaHapkim had comes, I'm going to come to realize that the Eibishter, which is above the Chibur HaHapkim, he brought these Hapkim together. I'm going to realize that the Eibishter who can bring two Hapkim together. So I'm going to clearly see it's going to be a fact of life. A fact of life. 770 basically just go together. It's a fact of life. Just like this is going to be a fact of life. It's going to be a perfect fact of life. And we're going to say soon that we're going to continue to function our normal lives in these new circumstances. Our lives as we know ourselves continue. Just the circumstances are going to be more advanced, at 770, and basic measures come together. Because we're going to see a fact of life. This fact of life is Chibur HaHapkim is going to come a realistic fact of life. So I'm going to clearly see by me the whole life is going to now be built around Chibur HaHapkim with all the Yonik Dusha coming in there to Israel and Chutzlaret is anything which didn't belong to Dusha, etc., etc. So I'm going to see the gather of Chibur HaHapkim. So there I'm going to see Bepoel Bechiv. I'm going to see what I'm going to see. I'm going to see that what which is Shlila Hashlila. I'm going to see Bechiv of the Eibishter as he is Shlila Hashlila. Okay, now. One more point. We'll leave the rest for next week. One more point. Now, the Rebbe has, this is in many sikhas, when you talk about the loss of the lobby, it says, for instance, it says, there's a posik which says many, quoted very often, the loss of the lobby to be Loi Lam the Oidish Yisra'eyu. We don't have to teach each other. We're all going to see the Eibishter. So what do we usually understand when we read this pasuk? That what's going to happen in Meisim Sheikh? Finished. We're all going to be the same. And it's all about the Eibishter. So where is, let's say, our differences between ourselves, which we currently know, me and you are two separate people. That difference is not going to exist, l'cheira. Comes the Rebbe and tells us, no. When we say, kulam yedu oisi, it means only referring to identity with the Eibishter. Our identity with the Eibishter will be equal. Why? This can be explained quite clearly, as we said before. When we all see the Chibur HaHopkim, we all have this. We see the Gashmis Kapshuti, the Chibur HaHopkim, we're all going to have the same full identification with the Eibishter, because we're all going to see it by Mukhash. So the Rebbe says, our identification with the Eibishter will be equal. Anything outside of that, everything's going to remain. The teacher is going to remain a teacher, the Talmud is going to remain a Talmud, whatever, everything the same, everything alike. So the Nukud, the Rebbe is telling us that when you say Gila Atmos L'Asad Lave, it's not the way we usually understand, and the way it's mentioned actually many times in the Chassidus. When you say Gila Atmos, usually it's understood that we are going to be in a spatel. So we say that we're in a spatel, so the way we know ourselves today, and the way we know ourselves in Yom Yishim Sheikh, is two completely different entities. In other words, we're waiting, we're anticipating a life which we have no idea what it is, because we're going to be completely different people. We're going to be bottled to atoms. We're all going to be equal. That's the way we could understand it. Here the Rebbe is telling us, no. Everything we know, our creativity, our initiative, everything you have today, all our ambitions, will remain. When it comes to the Metzius of the Eibishter, we're going to be equal. So this is just important to remember, that we're saying that we're going to see Gilea Atzmus in Yemos HaMashiach, and we're going to see it through Chibur HaHopkim. This does not take away from the fact that we're going to be the same people as we know ourselves today. Based on this, we'll eventually be able to come to explain how we come to see Gilea Lakus in the Metzius of the Rebbe, but we'll leave it for next week. Okay, say them. Fine?
Oh, yeah.